Alcohol's Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast where we discuss movies that have queer women in them, or they're, no, just queer women in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Queer women and femmes, I guess.
Yeah, femmes. Yeah. I was going to say female or queer directors, but that's not necessarily the case.
Because, no.
Like, I'm not going to renew?
Oh, my God.
Review every Jodie Foster film.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Anyway, review is kind of a loose term anyway.
Yes.
We just kind of talk about
it. Yeah. We just riff.
Riffity riff. Okay. And this movie that we're talking about today is High Art.
Mm-hmm. A classic.
It is a classic lesbian film. I had never seen it.
Me either. Wow, I'm surprised you hadn't. You've seen all of them.
I've heard of it, and the reason why I did not watch it is because I heard it was really sad.
Yeah. Which is true.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out.
Yeah, I was like, man. And I don't know what I would have, I don't know if I really would have gotten the context of it had I watched it when I first heard of it as like a late teenager, early, I don't know, 20-something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have fully gotten the, I don't know, issues.
The issues?
I mean, like.
Like the drug issues?
Yeah, I mean, which is weird because I grew up in a family of, my parents are both addicts.
Yeah.
But this movie takes it to like a different level.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because, well, maybe we should say what it's about first.
Go for it.
Okay. So this movie is about a young woman named Sid. She is definitely like the blonde goody two shoes stereotype.
Oh, totally.
She's really ambitious, which is great. I love ambitious women. Just clarifying.
Yeah, she's kind of like in the up and up in her career. She just started something big.
She is, I believe, an assistant editor, or she gets promoted to assistant editor at a magazine. Is the magazine called High Art?
No, I forget what it's called, though.
Where did that title come from? I forget.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, doesn't matter. She works at a magazine.
I do know at some point, like, they say High Art in a conversation and talking about photography.
Yeah. There's a lot about photography, a lot of, like, arty photography stuff.
So much.
Yeah. And she lives with her douchey boyfriend, as straight women are wont to do for some reason. But she's not actually straight, which she finds out and we find out.
Yeah, and how did they even meet? I completely forget.
Oh, it's because Sid is in the bath and she's like trying to read in the bathtub because she's a lady like that.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I'm into reading.
Yes.
Not in the bathtub, but that's just me. And then there's like a leak in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And so she goes upstairs to see the people upstairs and be like, hey, I think there's
like
a leak.
Your pipes are
leaking. Like something's happening. And what's her name, the photographer?
We are winning at this.
I was going to say Allie, but that's the author's.
Lucy.
I mean, the actor's name. Lucy. That's right.
Which is the whole movie, like, I kept confusing
me
the two.
Too.
Because Sid looks like a Lucy, and Lucy looks like Sid.
Yes. I think it's... Because Lucy is, like, her character is a little bit more butch.
Yeah.
And Sid just sounds like a little bit more of a butch name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it has that, like...
Society talking, I guess.
Yeah. It's traditionally, like, males have traditionally been given that name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but...
What she finds there is, like, basically a heroin den.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's super awkward. So, like, she walks in to Lucy's place, and Lucy's girlfriend at the time... Mm-hmm.
Played by Patricia. I can't talk. What's wrong with us? Patricia something or other. I keep wanting to say Arquette, but it's not. It's the other one.
And I keep wanting to say Cornwall. But that's
not Patty.
The author. Oh my gosh. Hold on, I'll look it up.
Okay. It's Patricia, it's right on the tip of my brain.
I'll cut this out.
Okay, good.
Clarkson.
Okay. Yes, so her girlfriend is played by Patricia Clarkson.
Yeah.
And this is what I was going to say before I said that we should describe what it's about first, mm-hmm. is that her character, G, what's her full character's name? Like Gigi or something?
Greta.
Okay.
Yeah, but they call her Gigi.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is meant to be like the most kind of deep in her addiction of all the characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she overplays it so much that it comes across as just totally goofy and not realistic at all. At least to me. I thought that the way Patricia Arquette...
Patricia Clarkson.
Why do I keep saying Arquette? The way she played this was just like so overdone that it took me out of that entire narrative. I was like, I don't believe this for one second.
Yeah. It's true. I felt like, and especially because...
Also because she was doing coke all the time, but she wasn't like... She wasn't hyper. She was like so...
Oh, I don't think it was coke.
Oh, what was it?
It's heroin.
No, she was also doing coke, I thought.
Oh, well
maybe. Whatever. Okay, so she's also doing heroin. Anyway,
but
it doesn't really matter. Either way.
She also has this like German accent because her character is supposed to be from Germany.
And it's a really bad accent.
But it's a super bad, like, very stereotypical mm-hmm. German accent. So that part also took me mm-hmm. out of it.
I agree.
And also, like, I just couldn't see Greta and Lucy ever really being together.
Right, same.
But
they didn't have any chemistry at all.
Yeah, but I guess when what we're supposed to believe is that, like, through the drugs, they... Right. Yeah, I don't know.
They changed, like, their relationship kind of died, I guess.
Yeah, and... Or, like, it started and ended because of it. Because Greta used to be Lucy's muse.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a lot of her previous, like, portfolios.
Yeah,
and
we should say
books.
Lucy's a very famous photographer.
Yes, Lucy's very famous.
Or at least was.
Yeah.
Before she stopped working.
Yeah, she's been off the scene for, like, 5 to 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And once Sid realizes, like, oh, this, like, famous photographer is fucking living above me.
Yeah.
I gotta get on this, especially mm-hmm. since... It's part of my career.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't realize at first who she is.
No, she doesn't.
And she just sees her photographs when she comes into their apartment that day when she's like, hey, there's a leak. And she really, really likes the photographs. And mm-hmm. so she thinks that she's, like, discovered this unsung photographer and, like, pitches it to her editor and everything. And he's like, this person's really famous. But he's really excited about it because she hasn't had any work, like, public in a really long time, and so he wants to, like, have her work in their magazine.
Yeah, and Sid and Lucy bond a lot over, like, I don't know, it's funny that Lucy's a photographer because the way Sid talks about photography is very, like, you know, it's her job mm-hmm. to talk about, I don't even know all the terms, but like, you know,
it comes across as so elitist and like snotty.
And Lucy is kind of just like laughing at it because she also feels the same way. She's mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I don't really have a method. I just like point and shoot when I feel like it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this is so candid and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, because it is.
Yeah.
And she like, Sid keeps trying to get Lucy to like open up and to explain her process to her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't have one.
Yeah.
Like that's. It's kind of bad.
Even though I'm sure that she must have had some kind of process, like, maybe not so involved as Sid thinks it is or should be.
Yeah, and I think what we do end up finding out is, you know, and I feel like maybe this is true with most photographers, whenever you have, like, a strong emotional connection
mm-hmm.
to the subject, and she does a lot of portraiture
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know, or at least pictures of people. I guess that's not really portraiture. But... Yeah, she focuses on someone that she really loves, mm-hmm. so that's why Greta for so long was mm-hmm. her person.
Yeah.
But now it's not, because Greta's kind of a dick.
Yeah, but she's also just, like, really addicted to drugs. But the thing is, so is Lucy.
Lucy's super addicted.
Yeah, and all of their friends. And they spend all their days just like, I don't know how she manages, how much money could she possibly have made like 10 years ago as a photographer, even if she was famous, and then like still can pay rent on this place and also can buy all those drugs, like does that work?
And Greta's supposed to be some like famous actor from Germany, but like work right now, and she pretends that it's like a choice that she doesn't work right now, but really it's like she can't get work because she's so far gone into drugs and whatnot that no one really wants to deal with her.
Including like, her friends.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I laugh, but it's not funny.
It's just like, it's so depressing. And
it
like,
is really depressing.
Sid walks into their apartment and it's just like them and a bunch of friends like hanging out around a table, but it's like the shittiest party you ever want to go to. They're just like passing around heroin and coke and just, they're not even talking. They're not doing anything. Yeah. They're just doing drugs together. And it's like, this party sucks.
Yeah. It's not like, I wouldn't describe it as a party. I would describe it as like addicts getting their fix together.
Yeah.
And like not having a good time.
No, they don't seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I guess Sid is just so entranced by Lucy that she decides to try heroin one night.
Just, oh my God.
Just decides.
Yeah. NBD.
And she, like...
She gets drunk with them a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so she starts really kind of going off the rails in terms of sobriety or whatever.
Which, honestly, I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, she doesn't even know Lucy, you know? And she just, like, jumps right into this world anyway.
Yeah.
I could see, like, if she felt really connected to Lucy. I just don't see how... I mean, I don't know. Who am I to judge? I guess it could happen quickly like that, but...
Well, that's the part that's also, for me, like, so unrealistic that you'd be like, oh, wow, I'm so enamored with this person that I want to do anything I can to be with them, and I guess I'll do drugs. And I know that does happen.
Yeah.
And
but
I know
like,
that... Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I know that does happen, but, like, in this movie, it doesn't... It didn't seem... I don't know. Like, there is chemistry.
Make sense. Yeah, there's chemistry, but, like, it doesn't make sense, especially with, like, the beginning establishment of Sid's character, where she's, like, you know, she's, like, really into her job and her, I don't know, maybe she's unhappy with her boyfriend, probably, but, like, it doesn't seem like she would just make that decision loosely to just be, like, oh, yeah, I'll just do heroin.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And I don't think it's until after that that her boyfriend's like, are you fucking Lucy? Like, are you going to go upstairs and blah, 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 like, mess around? And...
Well, she comes home really high and drunk. Yeah. And then she, like, tries to have sex with her boyfriend.
And he's like, no, you're
well,
super
they
high.
Start to do it, and then he's like, I don't know. Yeah, then he was like,
he
what the heck
it,
is wrong
I think.
With you?
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, I just tried heroin. And he's like... What?
He like, you know, she initiates sex.
Yeah.
And I think they start it without him real, and then like as they're doing it, he's realizing like she's not herself.
Because he was asleep.
Yeah. She's not herself.
Yeah.
And yeah, he stops it. And I was like, probably the only reason or the only time I liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of, but he was also, like, super one-dimensional.
He was,
He was just kind of like, are you fucking her? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
just, like, stupid things like that, like, lines that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, this whole movie is about how, like, Lucy and Sid, like, fall in love. I want to put in quotes.
Yeah.
And a question
mark. So Lucy agrees to do this magazine photography project if Sid can be her editor.
Yeah.
So that's the deal they make. And then Lucy gets more sober as she's with Sid. And she's, but she's also still with
Greta.
Greta. So,
yeah,
I keep saying
like,
Gigi. I think it's because of Booksmart, the character
Oh, maybe.
Gigi in Booksmart is just in my head. But
I think that like, they're not having sex, but they're still technically, like,
I don't think they were anyway.
Yeah, they're still technically girlfriends or whatever.
Right. But then Sid and Lucy go on this, like, weekend getaway thing.
Oh, yeah, as part of the photography project.
Right.
Because the, she has a deadline she needs to meet, and she hasn't photographed anything. And they're like, okay, well, go to this place and, like, you know, shoot a bunch of shit.
Yeah. But, and she photographs Sid.
Yeah.
And then Sid is like, we can't use this. Like, I'm naked and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I thought that scene was interesting. Like, I don't want to say cute, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Nothing about this movie is cute.
Nothing about this movie is cute. I guess, like, for this movie, it was cute.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, it's the only time I felt like there was some...
Some kind of meaning. Emotional... Yeah.
Yeah, some real, like, emotional... That was, like, tangible, kind of, that I could actually relate to. Because the rest of the movie, I just, like, I could not really relate to, and it was just so far off and weird.
Yeah. But then after, because that's kind of the happiest moment of the film. And then after that, when they go back, Lucy, there's this really, really sad moment where Lucy is, like, she hasn't done drugs in a while. I don't know how long exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe a week or maybe more. And she's with Greta. And then she just, like, does a line.
Yeah, that's close to the very end of the movie.
Yeah,
that's how we
and
know.
It's really sad.
Yeah, so, you know, she breaks up with Greta in that moment.
Yeah, Greta also has a moment where she almost dies.
Yeah.
And they have to, like, give her CPR and stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of just, like, cray-cray drug scenes in this film.
Yeah,
she goes to break up with Greta, and she's been sober, like you said, and she does a line, and we find out later that from that line, or from the drugs that night, she ODs.
Yeah.
So, and
that actually, survive. I don't know why it shocked me, because this is, like...
The rest of the movie,
This is, like, a lesbian movie from, what, like, the early 2000s? When was this made?
I think either 99 or 2000.
Okay. So obviously one of them had to die. But for some reason, it still surprised me.
Psych, 1998.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so one of them had to die.
Yeah. But it felt very jarring because, like, Sid is at work, I think, and then there, or I don't know, something. Somehow she sees... What's his face? One of Lucy's friends, Arnie or something, his car outside, and he's in the car, and he just looks, like, kind of distraught, and she's like, what are you doing here? Like, where's Lucy? And he just says, Lucy died yesterday.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I was like, what? But, I mean, it kind of makes sense when you think about it, but,
yeah.
I guess in that way it was well done, because when someone dies suddenly like that, it does feel like a shock. And so even if, I mean, even if they're sick or whatever, or if they are an addict.
Yeah. Whether or not it's sudden.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah. It still is like, like really, especially since they had just been on that weekend getaway thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Sid is like, oh my God.
And then she has this, like, really dramatic scene where she goes to work and looks at all the photos that Sid took of her.
And then
Lucy took of her.
And then she, like, decides that they can use those photos.
Yeah.
And it, like, goes on the cover of the magazine. And
it's like a living memory.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is, like...
Play the world's tiniest violin. Sorry, that was...
Right?
That was rude.
No, I was just about to say, this is, like, the most melodramatic
film
I've ever seen in my life.
It is very melodramatic, yeah.
It's just like,
Yeah, and I don't want to minimize addiction narratives, because I think there's a place for that.
But this wasn't done well.
No, it was not done well.
It just wasn't.
Yeah, like, don't go here for your, like, well-done addiction narrative.
No, it just, like, it doesn't make sense. And I feel like Sid does, you know, get a bit addicted to heroin. But, like, I'm just saying, a bit. Like, she uses it like she would use weed.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she doesn't get the shakes or anything like that. Like, she doesn't Like, I mean, she's like,
I don't know how many times she does it, but.
Yeah, she's like jonesing a little bit, but she's like, she's always like super excited when she gets it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it's not the whole, I feel like it's not a whole narrative for people who are drug addicted. It just doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm so over the, you know, really tragic lesbian romances. It's just,
this one is very tragic. Yeah. I would say, let's open my book corner for a minute.
Book corner.
If you want a really interesting addiction narrative, this book called The Recovering by Leslie Jameson. It's about her, it's about her recovery from alcoholism, but it's also a lot about addiction of, like, generally speaking, and like the history of the culture around it too, and it was really, really fascinating. So I recommend that instead of this. It's not gay at all, but it's still really good.
Still a good narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the thing that I guess I kind of liked about this was the relationship between Greta and Lucy, and how eventually it just, they don't really have a relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. It just revolves around drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And for Greta, certainly when she's going to get her next fix, she doesn't really care about much otherwise. No. I feel like they don't really talk much about anything else besides, you know, the old days and what they did in Germany and drugs.
Yeah. I mean, that feels like it would be realistic to me, like, when you're deep in an addiction.
Yeah.
But I still didn't like this movie.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I feel like, even though I did like it, I felt like with most things in this movie, it was very much, like, halfway done.
Yeah.
It was very half-assedly, you know, put together.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know. It was disappointing in that sense, but also, like, it was tragic enough. I don't want it to be more tragic, but I don't know. It just, it was like tragedy porn.
Yeah, it really was. It really was like tragedy porn.
It's just like,
I read, I think it was a Roger Ebert review, and he was, like, really into it.
Yeah, you would be. So yeah. Boobs.
I know.
Like,
I was like, yeah, some gritty, like, I think he used the word gritty or something.
I feel like, yeah, that is definitely a word
that
would be used, especially in 1998 with this film. Yeah, I think for its time, it was super gritty.
Yeah.
But now, maybe I'm like, so, I don't know. What is it?
Jaded.
Jaded. Too desensitized.
Yeah,
so desensitized. I'm just kind of like, yeah, it was gritty.
Yeah.
But it was shitty.
Shitty grit.
Shittily done.
Shitty gritty.
Shittily grittily.
But maybe you like this movie.
Yeah. This movie also stars Ally Sheedy.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, like, fucking hilarious, because it's basically, like, her Breakfast Club character if she, like, stopped being weird and started doing drugs. And, you know, not stop being weird, just less different weird.
What else was she in besides Breakfast Club? Yeah.
Let's see. So she is in St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in, like, the late 80s and early 90s. Nothing, I don't think, that we would know.
Okay.
Yeah, High Art is one of her most, like, famous films.
She was cute.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. Rhonda Mitchell, who played Sid, also very, very cute.
Yeah.
I don't know her from really anything here, but it looks like she was in Silent Hill. I never saw that.
Never heard of it.
Finding Neverland.
Well.
I don't really remember that. It was 500 forever ago. 500 forever ago.
Yes.
And, of course, like, Patricia Clarkson has been in, like, a million different things. She's kind of a classic actress in that way.
Yeah, she is.
Which is why her, like, totally let down by this role.
Yeah.
Because she's actually quite a good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. They can't all be winners.
They can't be winners. And let's see. Who's directed by? Oh. This movie was directed by Lisa Cholodenko, who did The Kids Are All Right, which is another lesbian film. And Laurel Canyon. I've heard that might be one. I could be wrong, listeners.
You know, it rings a bell. I've seen The Kids Are All Right.
Kids Are All Right is definitely...
Yeah.
Gay. Also, similar, like, not...
I can see that it was, like, the same director now that you say that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I really didn't like The Kids Are All Right very
underwhelming
much.
Underwhelming.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll have to talk about that one, too, I guess.
We will eventually.
Yeah.
But, you know, let us know, especially you... you know, 90s dykes,
yeah,
when you were out watching this film in the theater with your boo and some popcorn. Let us know what it was like. Did it feel revolutionary? Did it feel like, wow, truly someone understands me? Or was it like, I waited so long for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, you can let us know what you think. GalPalsWatch@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Or GalPalsWatch on Twitter.
And GalPalsWatch on Instagram.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I forgot to ask. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
No.
I don't either.
Okay.
Probably don't watch this movie.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
I would agree.
Yeah.
But if you want to be sad, go for it.
If you can tell by our tone, we're like, keep it gay.